This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
This podcast is brought to you by Homewood Casino Resort, the player's place.
I think one of the things that I find most incredible about this Padres season, after watching J.P. Sears scuffle a bit yesterday, is how rarely we've actually seen those bad starts from Padres starting pitchers. Dylan Cease has scuffled. Yu Darvish has barely been available. Michael King has barely been available. Joe Musgrove has missed the whole season. Put those four things together. Cease, bad year. Darvish hurt most of the year. King hurt most of the year now. And Musgrove out the entire season. For most franchises, that would just be the end of their season. There would be no way to overcome that level of pitching injuries to your top starters. There's just not enough depth. There would be no way to overcome that. And yet here the Padres are, one game out of first place in the National League West with 30 games to go.
A league well below league average offense.
How did they do it?
Guile, boy.
How did they get to this point despite all those factors working against them? Nick Pivetta obviously was a huge pickup. We've talked about him many times and where this season would be or would not be without Nick Pivetta. But it certainly hasn't all been Nick Pivetta. It's been some smoke and mirrors, some, you know, scotch tape and bubble gum with some Steven Kolek starts and Ryan Burgert before they were traded. Padres have had 14 different starting pitchers this year.
I was just going to read that. Letters to AJ, our pal, put out a really nice piece yesterday, as he always does, in his Substack. And under the subcolumn, the winning formula, he talks about, through Sunday, the Padres have given up the second fewest runs in baseball with 491. So now they're right at 500 after last night. Behind only the Texas Rangers with 483. They've done this despite an extremely turbulent starting pitching rotation, which has seen 14 different pitchers start games this season. And, you know, of those 14, how many have been super effective? You just ran the list of guys that haven't been effective, haven't been consistent at all. But he said, listen, the bullpen is deep and elite, likely the best in baseball. Where they struggle is on offense, and goes into basically the offense kind of before the additions of Laureano, O'Hearn, and Fermin to what they kind of project at. And they project, obviously, much better when you have better players, guys that aren't Yuli Gurriel and Jason Hayward and Martin Maldonado and Elias Diaz getting regular ABs. Yeah, your offense is going to improve. It stands to reason. And that's kind of the formula for him is, and again, it's the formula for October, in my opinion. You have to be able to have, when there's no tomorrow, the trigger has got to be quick. And the leash has got to be short. You won't see J.P. Sears probably start a playoff game, right? But if he did, you get one time through the lineup, you're done. That is it. Can you get me nine outs? Can you get me nine outs and keep the game at a, you know, one or two runs? Give us a chance. That's really the formula for success. But to get there through these last 30 games, you do need innings from your starters. That's the thing, is like you can't run that game every single night. And you got Luis Castillo going tonight, right? I think he's thrown to a 313 against the Padres in his career. He's like 3-3. Some guys have had success, not many against him. But, Ben, you need Dylan Cease tonight. You need him to go six innings. You have to. And you have to keep it in the ballpark to give yourself a chance to win so that now your bullpen's fresh. It's rested. Mason Miller hasn't thrown since, what, Friday? Like, these guys are ready to go. They're ready and fresh. Today bodes well if your strategy works and Dylan Cease can get you a little bit of length.
I think pitching-wise, you mentioned, get through one time through the order for a guy like J.P. Sears. I like the idea, and I don't necessarily want to change what got you here, but when we saw the Wandy Peralta opener in Los Angeles, a week and a half ago, it's not the worst for a playoff game. It's not the worst strategy to go with. Give a look to a left-handed look to the top of a lineup, especially if you're facing a team that's got some lefties that generally bat high in the order. Give Wandy four or five batters, whatever it is that he can get through. Then you bring in your bulk guy for your, and that could be a Dylan Cease at that point that can then go, three or four innings, and all of a sudden you're into the sixth and no one's gotten more than one look. I get the same pitcher because you can go through and then get that guy through the top of the order and maybe give Dylan Cease the bottom of the order again. And you get to the sixth inning in your bullpen without really ever giving the other team a chance. That it just is so different than what the Padres have done all season long. I'm scared of mixing things up too much in the playoffs. Like, okay, now we're just going to do this all of a sudden when we haven't done it
go
all
crazy.
Season long.
I mean,
but it's not the worst strategy.
It's not. And if you went up against...
Weird, I can see the Dodgers doing it.
Oh, in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat, Paulie. There's three or four teams out there that... And a lot of times...
And I don't disagree with the strategy, by the way, but I do think it's a little bit too out there for this team to do. It would be so far fetched for them to do something different.
When we saw Wandy start the game in LA, I was like vomiting on myself, going, what are we doing? And then I go, it's actually worked pretty well. And then you have the bulk guy and Randy come in after that. So you can mix and match in the playoffs if you want. You saw the Tigers do it last year. And the reason that the Tigers had to do it in the postseason is because that's what they had. They had one starter, right? They had Tarek Skubal. Beyond that, it was a total crapshoot. So AJ Hinch was like, I'm going to burn through these guys. Now, ultimately, they didn't advance very far in the playoffs, but they got through the first round, and gave themselves a chance. So when you are up against it starting pitching-wise, you're going to have to get creative. If that means David Morgan opens a game or Wandy Peralta opens a game or whoever, like, you have to be able to be malleable in the playoffs because you have to win those games.
According to Kevin Acey's newsletter this morning, Michael King will not make the next start for the Padres. They want to give him, he came out of the simulated game feeling good, but they want to give him at least one either rehab start or another, extend him out a little bit so he can throw some more pitches before they return him to the rotation, which means they will need another starter on Sunday. It could be J.P. Sears again, or you could call back up Randy Vasquez at that point and have him make that start if you don't have confidence in Sears for that game against the Twins.
Okay, I was just going to ask, who is it against?
Yeah, it's against the Minnesota Twins. And then after that, on September 1st, rosters expand, so you can bring up another pitcher. It could be Michael King. It could be another bullpen guy for a few days, and then Michael King when he's ready to start. But you wouldn't have to send anybody down because after the first, you get one more position player, one more pitcher to add
after
to
the
your
first.
On the first.
Yeah. Okay.
So next Monday, you can bring up extra players. But on Sunday, you're going to have to make either a roster move or start J.P. Sears again with your pitching. There was one other, I thought, very well-reasoned and well-argued part of that Letters to AJ newsletter. I want to bring that up. First, this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Nativa Interiors. This Labor Day weekend, two iconic design companies are joining forces for a warehouse sale. Join Nativa Interiors and hold it Contemporary Home in Miramar for huge discounts on living, dining, bedroom, and outdoor furnishings. Call or text for more details at 619-215-6893. I thought what Letters to AJ wrote about Luis Arraez was the best piece I have seen anywhere about Luis Arraez.
Yeah, no
and
doubt.
It wasn't a indictment of Luis Arraez,
not a
and
hit
it wasn't
piece.
A defense
right.
of Luis Arraez. He made the very, I thought, astute point that people who are attacking Luis Arraez for being the Padres' number two hitter are being over or have forgotten what kind of offensive player that he has been the last 3 years. When they called him, he used the phrase singles merchant, a non-power guy, and this is who he's always been, and now you're finally realizing it. He said, that's not true. The kind of player that Luis Arraez was with the Twins and with the Marlins was a player who provided similar offensive numbers to, like, guys like Julio Rodriguez, like 123, 125 WRC plus.
Yes.
25% better than league average offense. A guy that you want at the top of your order. Mm-hmm. He was consistently that, not only because of his batting average, but he walked more. He hit a little bit for more, you know, extra bases and powers. He once had a double digit home run season. He was doing things that absolutely were worthy of him being at the top of the lineup. So you can't just say, yeah, I'd never thought Luis Arraez was that kind of player. He was. But now, this season, he has not been that player.
But he also says, which I love this part, you know, calling him a singles merchant is a camp that, people are in. Then there's the other camp of three-time batting champion, right? And that's what Mike Schilt referred to. He's the last two interviews. Because I asked him a few weeks ago, not last Friday, the Friday before, I asked him, maybe even the one before that, about Louis' swing decisions, right? And the answer I got back was, well, what am I going to tell a three-time batting champ, right? And so there's your two camps. Singles merchant, he's worthless. Guys, three-time batting champ, what are we talking about here? And there are still some of those camps. Now, I would say more people are moving over to this camp than have been in the three-time batting champ, but the guy Skipper, the guy that writes the lineup, he's in the three-time batting champ camp.
Yeah.
And he says both are overlooking what should be the focus of discussion on Arraez's role on the San Diego Padres. And he talks about, Benny, the WRC plus, 123, aligned with Kyle Schwarber, Wilson Contreras, Marcus Semien, a top 50 mark in the league. If that Luis Arraez is in the two hole, nobody says a word. Nobody says a word. The singles merchant camp, he said, I mean, this is by far his worst year, WRC plus, all of that. He hasn't been really productive this year. He just hasn't been what he is capable of being. And nobody really knows what's going on. He's always swung out of the zone. Always. I mean, it's not like he's really, this year he went fishing for balls out of the zone. He's always hit balls out of the zone. Always. But his soft contact rate is through the roof. His exit velo is way down, career lows. That doesn't bode well.
I would like to pose the question at least. Because batting champion is a bit of a false construct. If he had the exact same offensive numbers for his career, but someone finished 1 point ahead of him every single year, and he has zero batting titles in his career, and he's finished second three times, but you can't call him a three-time batting champ, would the narrative be different about Luis Arraez?
Yes.
And that has nothing to do with him. That,
right.
That could have been any other player in baseball. You know, Freddie Freeman could have had a better season 1 year. In the American League, you know, someone else could have finished a point ahead of him, and you would have said, oh, he's a zero-time batting champion. And you would no longer defer so much to Luis Arraez. You say, this is the kind of player he is. This is the offense he delivers. When he is putting it all together, he's a valuable offensive player. When he's not, which we have seen this year, he's just not at least valuable enough to be hitting at the top of the order. Forget about the batting titles. The batting titles are really irrelevant at this point. And I say that as a Tony Gwynn fan who loves his eight batting titles, but was Tony Gwynn any less of a player if Will Clark had beat him out two or three of those times?
I don't think so.
Because there were some years where Tony was really close and could have been a two-time batting champion. Is he not a Hall of Famer?
Correct. He still is.
Because you guys beat him out the other years? I think he's still absolutely a Hall of Famer. So forget about how many batting titles Luis Arraez has won. It's irrelevant to the discussion of where he should be hitting in the 2025 Padres lineup in the pennant race in September. It's irrelevant what hardware is in his trophy case. It doesn't matter at all. What matters is what kind of offensive player he is.
This year, right
now.
This year, right now. And again, guys are going to go through slumps, right? You're not, if somebody goes through an 0 for 15, you don't, you know, they're one of your cornerstone players. You don't yank them out of the lineup. You don't move them down. But this has been This has been 6 months of this, really. I mean, it's, you know, Toddy started hot, kind of fell off. This has been pretty much the way that it's gone for Luis since the season started.
And again, I think Luis Arraez is a terrific baseball player.
Correct.
I'm not trying to argue that Luis Arraez is some bum who is not, you know, worthy of being a San Diego Padre. He's just not performing that well this season, and you have to be cold-eyed and a little realistic.
You have to.
And I feel like one thing that Mike Shildt has not done is kind of put on the realistic glasses. He looks at Luis Arraez through slightly rose-colored glasses, and I think it affects his decisions on his lineup. Mike B. in the chat says maybe the weight of free agency is affecting him. It's possible.
Possible.
He is set to be a free agent at the end of this season. He's got a very unknown value around the league.
I was just going to say, and again, you're talking about a guy who over the weekend went to Twitter, searched his name, and started blocking people that had anything negative to say about him. I would say 100% it's affecting him. And you have national shows. Mike Petriello was tweeting about this weekend. That's what I was trying to tell Shildt on Friday. Hey, man, this isn't from me or Padres Twitter. This is from baseball. They argue about his value on every talk show, on every MLB show, on every MLB network program. They argue about it on our show. They argue about it across the street. They argue about it everywhere. Mike Petriello's tweeting about it. The guy, not Gaetti, who's great, the NEPTA guy, not enough people talk about. He's brilliant. He talks about him every day. Now, he loves him. He's in the three-time batting champ category. What I'm saying, though, is he's talked about every single day. He is one of the most fascinating case studies in the game of baseball today, because every single manager that has ever had him says, give me nine of them. Problem is, you ain't winning with nine Luis Arraezes. You're not. You have nine Luis Arraez in your lineup. It's a pitcher's dream. Weak contact, you know, might get you on a single. That's about it. But he's one of the most interesting, talked about, poured over players in baseball. That's it. And so, you know, at this point, I think it's very clear it's getting to him. He put something on Instagram, a guy carrying the weight of the world on his back, you know, walking up a hill. I went, oh my God, it's really, really gotten to him.
So, and you know what kind of personality.
Of course.
It's positive, bubbly, light. And honestly, it's the hardest thing to do at the end of the season. But he kind of has to get back to that.
Got to.
You know, stop worrying about it. Just go out and have fun. I think it might even be a weight off his shoulders if Mike Shildt dropped him lower in the order. And he maybe doesn't feel quite so much.
Right.
He can just go out and like, hey, anything I do from the 7 or 8 hole is just absolute gravy to this offense. If he went lower in the order, it might actually cause him to break out and play a little bit more like Luis Arraez. I think it's too late to totally fix things this season. Yeah, I think Luis Arraez, he can take, you see him take pitches. He takes a lot of strikes. He needs to take more balls at some point. And I'm not saying that he can't get hits and he can't swing at pitches that he thinks he can do damage on, but he's got to find that temperament where he doesn't necessarily, he's just playing into the pitcher's hands sometimes.
Every time, he fouls
off a bunch of pitches, 8-9 pitch at bat, but he's still 1-2 in the count.
Right.
And the pitcher is never going to feel that scared to continue to throw bad pitches if he knows, hey, he's probably just going to foul it off even if I, you know, throw it 3 inches off the plate. So I'm never going to give him anything great to hit. And he'll still get a hit every once in a while.
It'd be really cool if the clock turned October and the page turned and he decided to rope-a-dope everybody and stop taking, you know, doing the statue.
There's one player who probably could do it.
It's probably him.
Probably Luis Arraez.
Hey, yeah, I'm just going to, here, I'm going to do my statue take. Actually, no, I'm not. And I'm going to absolutely pound
he's
one.
He swung once.
Yeah, he did.
Yesterday. Didn't work out, but he tried.
Yep.
All right, that's some good stuff from Letters to AJ. I always appreciate his newsletters, and that was a particularly good one if you want to check it out. All right, we've got Don't Do This coming up in our next segment. Before that, though, as I promised, we're going to give away some Padres-Orioles tickets to the game on September 2nd. You had to be listening earlier in the show, though. Who did? Which former Padre did Woodsy run into at his gym yesterday? Be the third caller at 833-288-0973 with the correct answer, and you'll get two tickets to the Padres-Orioles game on September 2nd. First 40,000 fans in attendance will receive a Manny Machado City Connect basketball jersey. Get your tickets at padres.com/tickets.
Yesterday was unequivocally one of the weirdest days in baseball all season. There's like six instances to talk about in Don't Do This.
All right, we will get to all of that coming up next after a check of traffic. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Ugh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Congratulations to Robert, who wins the Padres Orioles tickets. We'll be giving them away all week for the Manny Machado basketball jersey, the City Connect basketball jersey game. He knew that Woods ran into Trevor Hoffman at his gym yesterday, where nothing mortifying at all happened to Woods while he was there.
Go listen to the Open if you missed it. It's a pretty good one. One of my better ones.
All right, you've got a ton of Don't Do This stories, so you're just going to go through list style for all the DDTs that you saw yesterday.
Well, listen, man, Wilson Contreras is probably one of my least favorite baseball players. He's always spoiling for something, dude. Always starting S with the other team, with the umpires.
He also dominates the Padres.
He owns us. He absolutely owns us, no question. That's another reason I don't like him. But so yesterday, he was at the plate, and I believe it was a full count, and there's a pitch thrown. It's right down the middle. And he knew it. This is the funny part. He knew it, so he started walking away. Now he turns and says something to the umpire. Remember, it's a strike. He said he knew it was a strike. What would you have to say to the umpire? He said he told the umpire, he goes, I didn't argue any pitch. All I said was, call the pitches on both sides because you're missing for us. Then I turned around. The next thing I hear, he threw me out. There's no reason for it. Apparently, he heard something he thought I said. I did not say that. You don't get the benefit of the doubt if you're him. So then he gets run. His coaches come out. He ends up throwing his bat towards an umpire, but it hits one of his own coaches. Then he goes into the dugout, hits the high chew, like the little Hi-Chew fruit gum or whatever.
Chucks it out.
There's Hi-Chew everywhere. They got to stop down the game, pick it up. I tweeted last night. He is what people think Manny Machado is. He is actually what people think Manny is.
Pretty good, yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's 100% true. That was insane. He's going to be suspended 10 games. It's got to be. You cannot throw your bat at an umpire and then mistakenly hit your coach. You can't. This is little league nonsense from that guy.
It's tough because he hit one of his own coaches. Presumably, they don't want him suspended.
Correct.
Does he have any like say in that? Like, no, it was fine. I wanted to get it.
I won't press charges.
I got in the way of the bat. It was my fault.
Yeah, I won't press charges against him. So you had that. This happens throughout the course of a frustrating season, but I don't know if you guys saw the video of Steven Vogt and Tanner Bibee.
I did not see this.
Vogt, like, stalking him through the dugout, but I didn't see what led to it, and I didn't see anything that happened after.
Listen, Bibee had a rough inning. You know, he's pissed. He's fired up. This happens, man. It happens, you know, in clubhouses.
Things are not going well for the Guardians.
Bibee gives up a bunch of runs. He comes in, and he goes... And he's screaming in the dugout. Vogt is following him, like, hey, shut your pie hole. We're in the middle of a game. This is your dugout. Bibee turns away from him. Vogt chases him down. This is all in the dugout. There was no down in the tunnel. None of that mess. That was super weird. Tarek Skubal is on the bump against the A's last night.
Oh, my God. He throws a pitch.
Oh, it's a deep drive to left field. The A's set off their, you know, home run celebrations. Foul ball. It's a foul ball. They hit a foul ball. So Skubal comes in, strikes the guy out, then walks off and he's like, you guys going to play it again? Is it like the, hey, we doing this again? Then he gives up a grand slam to lose the game. I mean, it was a total, total S show. This one, though, I've never seen anything like this. Alec Boehm, they're playing the Mets, and they're up 3-1, I believe, at the time. And they got Christopher Sanchez on the bump. Alec Boehm, for whatever reason, Ben, he grounds into a double play, and then you see him stop, point at the umpires, and show them something in center field. He goes to his manager. Hey, there's something out there. Well, it's a parabolic mic that apparently has been there forever, but he didn't like it in his sight line, he said, which is why he obviously
grounded into a double play because
of that parabolic mic in his sight line. Even the Phillies postgame show, they were not buying this. Listen to this.
Number three, let's talk about Alec Boehm over at third base.
Yes.
Okay, Alec, you had a good defensive game, but what really kind of got to me, you caused a 19-minute delay on something that's been there since at least 2017. We went back and checked. That exact same thing has been there since 2017.
A parabolic microphone.
Well, whatever.
So
it's been there for 8 years.
8 years.
And just get this damn Western metal building out of here.
This out of here.
19 it's throwing me minutes. Off.
Now, and again, remember, Phillies and Mets, this is a huge, huge series. Mets score. I flipped the game on. I'm like, oh, my God, Phillies are already up 3-0. Jeez. Next time I looked, the Mets won 13-3. They didn't score again after that delay. Their pitcher, Christopher Snow, maybe after that lengthy delay of sitting around pulling his pud, gets lit up by the Mets. They end up losing. And I mean, when the Philly post game host doesn't have your back, it's pretty nuts.
There's one thing that all of these stories have in common: the dog days of August.
Oh, it's just getting to everybody.
This is the month,
dude,
where you see tempers boil over, patience wears thin, players get frustrated, not many off days, pressure starts getting to people. And you start seeing more stories like this around baseball.
Yeah, I mean, you see it right here in our own market, man. It's absolutely happening right now. The dog days, it's such a real thing. And it is 100% set in.
All right, I'm going to move over to a baseball doo-doo this story today.
DD Mega Doo-Doo.
And it was very nice to see the always entertaining Ron Washington back with the Los Angeles Angels yesterday. He has been out and finally kind of revealed what's been going on in his life, why he's taking a leave of absence from the team, because 8 weeks ago he had quadruple bypass heart surgery. Oof. And has been recuperating at his home in New Orleans ever since then. But I announced yesterday that he's hoping, his doctors are optimistic, that he's going to make a full recovery by December and expects to manage the Angels back next season. But the stories that he told about, you know, he said, you know, I haven't always taken great care of my health, smoking, bad eating habits. And he said, very committed to changing those. So much so that if you see him smoking a cigarette, you have permission to slap him.
I'll give you the okay to walk up to me and slap me. You see me blasting a heater.
He also told a story that I thought was pretty amazing. So he has this surgery, and they take him to whatever recovery, the ICU. You know, he's probably out for a couple of days after having this major surgery, and he's kind of waking up in that groggy fog, and he thinks he's dead. He thinks he must have died. He doesn't know where he is, and he just thinks he's dead. And he starts reaching for the, you know, like the tubes and everything, like trying to pull them out. And the, you know, the nurse or whoever comes running in. Oh, no, leave all that there. And he goes, am I dead? And then they go, no, you're not dead. You're in recovery after the surgery.
Man, dude. I mean, he is such a beast.
Yeah, he said, actually, I thought I was dead before. I was laying someplace. They'd put me for a few days. I said, I didn't make it. So I started pulling stuff off. Guy saw me doing it, came running in, grabbed my hand. He said, what's going on? I said, am I dead? He goes, no, you're here. Really?
Man. He's one of those faces and figures of baseball. Probably the greatest defensive coach to ever live. I mean, guys, when they win gold gloves, they go, here. They just give him gold gloves. He's got like dozens of gold gloves that Eric Chavez and all these guys would be like, I'm not even sniffing this thing without Ron Washington. So I'm glad that he is back and feeling healthy.
All right, and that is Don't and Do This for a Tuesday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
We'll get some more baseball talk, what's going on elsewhere around the league. Plus, don't forget, coming up in studio, starting at 8 o'clock this morning, the great Major Garrett, Padres fan and CBS News Chief Washington correspondent, going to be with us. You do not want to miss any of that coming up here on 97.3 The Fan.
Quickly, gang, when's the last time you hopped out of bed without your knee barking at you, or your back screaming at you, or let's say you walked up or down a flight of stairs without groaning every single step. There's a lot of you out there. I talk to you all the time about QC Kinetics. And, you know, I know the feeling of just hoping it will go away. Did that for many, many months. Tried all sorts of kooky remedies, then went into QC Kinetics to have them look at my wrists. And then I got the treatments on both. My wrists are stronger than they've ever been. I've been lifting weights. I've been playing baseball again, and pain-free. You know, being able to swing a bat pain-free is not something I thought I would ever do again. So whatever it is that you love, whatever it is that is your passion, whether it's swimming or surfing or walking, how about just walking around the neighborhood? QC Kinetics can help you. It works with your body to help restore and repair damaged joint tissue. Natural cellular therapies, no scalpels, no pills, just long-term relief with no dreaded recovery. Give them a call today, 619-614-PAIN, 619-614-PAIN. Once again, 619-614-PAIN. They got locations in Hillcrest and in Torrey Hills. Grab the phone right now. Give them a call. Get back to doing the things that you love with QC Kinetics at 619-614-PAIN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademark used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I got to tip my cap to Cal Raleigh, though. 50 home runs by a catcher, a switch-hitting catcher, is insane, especially before the month of September has even arrived.
It's ridiculous. It's your MVP.
I mean, Aaron Judge was having one of the greatest offensive seasons in history, but he's cooled off a bit in the second half.
I mean, at the catching position, 50 home runs, switch hitter. He is your MVP running away. I don't think there's any question. And Aaron Judge, you got Giancarlo Stanton now hobbling around there playing right because Judge has been injured. Cal Raleigh's back behind the dish, doing it every single day, man, hitting 50 bombs. Who's more valuable than Cal Raleigh? It's not Aaron Judge. I'm sorry. It's not. It's friggin' Cal Raleigh.
He's a good defensive catcher,
100%.
Too. Yeah, he DHs some days because you can't take his bat out of the lineup.
Every catcher
big
does.
Big dumper. He's the first catcher ever to get to 50 home runs in a season.
Yep.
Passed Salvador Perez on Sunday with two homers, and he is now just four home runs away from Mickey Mantle's all-time home run record by a switch hitter. Set in that 1961 season when he and Roger Maris were chasing Babe Ruth. It was Maris who got there, but Mickey still set his own record with 54 switch-hitting home runs. And I'm not sure which side of the plate he's more dangerous from.
What's the split? Do you know?
So he had 19 home runs as a right-hander, I think. So that means 31. But he gets more at-bats as a lefty. So I think the higher percentage of home runs come as a righty, but more home runs come as a lefty. I don't know. You don't want to throw to him either way. He's just, I know he only hits like 250, but.
It's funny, MLB Network right now as we speak, comparing Cal Raleigh's 2025 to Aaron Judge's 2022 season.
Yeah, where he won that running away, right? For good reason.
Yeah.
But.
I mean, if it's even a conversation, I think that's your answer right there.
He's a catcher. He's a catcher at the end of the day. He's a catcher playing that incredibly valuable position and providing that kind of offensive output. He's amazing. When he hit it in the first, I go, oh, cool. Got to see a big dumper home run.
Yeah.
I really did.
Yeah.
Solo shot. Hey.
I wasn't mad
at all. I go, ooh, badass.
Because it wasn't like a, how do you let that guy beat you?
Exactly, dude.
That was pretty
awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, killer. Cal Raleigh home run. I mean, I'm a baseball fan for sure. I think he's just incredible. He's just incredible.
So if the Padres ultimately end up falling short of the Dodgers in the NL West, I think yesterday's two games will be one of the defining reasons why. Because the Padres were going with their fifth starter, essentially, in J.P. Sears.
Yes.
And the Dodgers were going with their fifth starter in Emmett Sheehan.
He was dirty.
J.P. Sears, obviously, scuffled a bit.
Dirty
a rough
in
outing.
A different way, yeah.
Emmett Sheehan was incredible for the Dodgers, throwing seven innings of 10 strikeout, two-hit shutout ball against not a nobody. It's not like they were playing the Rockies. They were going up against a Cincinnati Reds team that is absolutely in the thick of the wild card chase. Every game is a playoff game at this point, essentially, for the Cincinnati Reds. And they could do nothing. They were probably thinking, okay, at least we're dodging Yamamoto, who just pitched. We're dodging Glasnow. We're dodging Snell here. We're just getting Emmett Sheehan. And Emmett Sheehan shoved against the Cincinnati Reds. Very disheartening loss for the Reds. They had Hunter Green on the mound, who they probably felt very confident in. He only had three strikeouts. It was Emmett Sheehan who dominated in that game. And that depth of pitching that the Dodgers can pull from is certainly the biggest advantage that they have over the Padres, the starting pitching depth that they have. The Padres did okay, especially this past weekend of, you know, attacking the Dodgers' good pitchers, and they got some decent pitching performances of their own, obviously. But, you don't see the Padres' fifth starter going out and striking out 10 with seven shutout innings. That was not even in play for J.P. Sears yesterday. You were hoping for five innings, one or two runs, minimize the damage, and give your team a chance to win. The Dodgers have that, at least in the holster. They won't get it every time, but they did get it yesterday from Emmett Sheehan, and that was a huge bonus for the LA Dodgers.
Well, yeah, man, and their offense, you know, when it's good, it's great. It is great. I mean, I hear Dodger fans lamenting about all the time about their offense and its inconsistency. And yeah, like I think with every offense in baseball, it's going to be inconsistent at times. But you look at their numbers, Benny, they've got 199 home runs, second only to the New York Yankees, right? They have scored 683 runs, which I do believe leads baseball. Their slugging percentage is 441, which is second in baseball. Their OPS is 771, which I believe is second in baseball. Like, what are you guys crying about, dude? Like, I don't want to hear it. You don't know what an anemic offense looks like. You have no idea. So you couple that, Ben, with them getting guys back, with them getting performances like that out of their fifth starter? Yeah, man. That's why they were predicted to win 120 games. They're not going to. But, you know, depth. Depth is what has carried that team. And, you know, they are a juggernaut. And until somebody stops them, they're going to be. And, you know, you saw them. They were riding a little bit of a wave of momentum. They did lose 2 or 3 to the Padres. They were able to go out last night and continue to ride that wave. Pitching a shutout, playing good defense, and getting timely hits and hitting home runs, which is what they do.
They'll have Clayton Kershaw taking the mound today against Nick Martinez in game 2 of the series. And I'll have to also admit, you know, Clayton Kershaw has had a much better season than I expected him to.
Benny, he's been spectacular.
He's 8-2 with a 3.13 ERA.
Spectacular.
I thought he was a token Dodger this year.
100%. I even said it at the beginning of the year. I go, oh, yes, we have a chance. They're going to be running this guy out there every fifth day when he gets back. But holy smokes, man. Like, he has discovered the fountain of youth and has been really their most consistent starter. So it's, again, they're going to be difficult. But, hey, as we know, October, weird things happen.
This is one of the more pivotal three-game stretches, I think, of the final 30, though.
Agreed.
Padres continue to have trouble against the Seattle Mariners. The Padres have the worst record against the Mariners of any team in baseball over the last couple of years. They're 3-13 against the Mariners.
Damn, they own us.
It's their worst stretch against any team since I think they went 2-14 against the Dodgers, you know, several years ago, and the Padres were not good at all. They just have owned the Padres. You thought maybe the Reds, with so much to play for, might be able to take a game or two, you know, win a series from the Dodgers here, but the first game of both was a concerning, to say the least, because if the Padres don't find a way to win, you know, one or two of these next ones, and the Dodgers now have Clayton Kershaw, they'll have Shohei Ohtani pitching tomorrow. I mean, hopefully the Reds can find a way to win one at least of these games. You don't want to find yourself 2 or 3 back again,
yeah,
and then again having to climb out of another deficit. One's fine. You weren't going to win every day. The Dodgers weren't going to lose every
Correct.
Day. You're going to gain and lose ground over these last 30. You have to accept that that's going to be a normal thing. But once you get back down 2 or 3, well, now all of a sudden it's a different scenario. So it makes today's game really important for the Padres because you don't want to be losing any more ground.
I mean, you can clip that, Paulie, and save it, and you can play that exact clip every day for the next 30 days. I mean, every one of these games for the San Diego Padres is massive. Look, they are going to make the playoffs. They are a playoff team, 99.9% chance or whatever to make the playoffs. I'm not worried about that at all. I'm worried about what they look like going into the playoffs, what their health, you know, are they healthy? And also, who else is hot at that time? And who the matchup is going to be?
Well, you know, right now, if the Dodgers do play well down the stretch and they pass the Philadelphia Phillies and they win the division, they get the number 2 seed in the playoffs, then the Padres could end up facing them in the division series again. It's at least possible. I mean, if the Padres ended up as the or they ended up as the four or the five. If they ended up at the six, you could face the two seed, I guess, in the second round. If you win as the six seed.
I need them for seven. That's what I need. I need them in seven. I want a seven-game series against them. So, however that needs to shake out, you know, in five, I don't know. I don't know who has the advantage. I'm guessing the team that can go Yamamoto, Glasnow, Snell has the advantage there. But, you know, in a seven-game series, now, again, we were just talking about their depth. Emmett Sheehan in the four.
I mean, there's no easy way to face the Dodgers in any playoff series. I do think that this year's Padres team is better than last year's team.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, too.
You know, last year's team, a lot of people thought was the team to beat to win the World Series. This year's team feels, in some ways, better than that team. I mean, at least as it's post-trade deadline. Earlier in the year, David Peralta, you got the Donovan Solins. But I feel like right now, as it's constructed, you may actually be better than last year's team. But
I agree. I think it's deeper.
No one's really saying the Padres are the team to beat way they were last year. So what exactly is the difference there? Is it the competition? Because there's a scenario... If they have to go on the road, right now they have to go face the Cubs. I mean, trying to win a series at Wrigley Field, best of three in a wild card, you could end up not even making it as far as you did last year.
Sure.
You may not even get to the division series. If that's your path through the playoffs, that's a very dicey way to try to get even into the division series if you're having to go on the road in the first round of the wild card series.
I will say, man, you know, again, it's the crapshoot mentality that anything can happen, right? You know, who's the kid, the pitcher for them? Imanaga could come out and absolutely get torched. Kyle Tucker, who's been dying, could have a horrible series. Or it's Kyle Tucker. He could come out and hit four home runs in a three-game series against you and murder you. So Chewbacca says, we just don't have the same momentum as we did last year. Well, it's not over. Playoffs don't start now. You got 30 games.
But that's not true. The Padres have the second best record. Last year, they had the best record after the All-Star break. This year, they have the second best record, at least in the last month or so. So, I mean, essentially, they do have the momentum. They have almost as much momentum as last year.
This team feels a little bit grittier, right? And by grittier, I mean, you know, the ability to win a very close ball game. They have that ability to do. Last year was a lot of magical moments. I mean, a ton of magical moments. This year's just been kind of plodding along, pretty steady.
What are the magic moments from this year? It's hard. I mean, there's not... Certainly not the memorable ones like last year with the Jackson Merrill home runs.
They had 10 of those last year.
They have a couple walk-offs.
A lot of them were in the second half.
Yeah. I mean, there's still time. Remember, there's 30 games. You could get scorchingly hot in the next 30 days. You absolutely could. But the flip side of that,
I remember, it was
like ice cold.
It was like early to mid September where we were starting to at least talk about. You're like, this feels different. This feels special. Something's brewing here. And it was right around like mid September when we started having those conversations.
Yeah, I really like this team a lot. I don't have that. Oh man, they're special. What I do feel about them is, oh, these guys could absolutely surprise the hell out of everybody. They really could, and nobody's taking them lightly. That's the thing, is everyone's giving them enough of their flowers every day, and saying, no, this is a really, really good team.
I mean, they played 11 series since the All-Star break. They're 8-2-1.
Yeah, it's really good.
They split four with the Cardinals in St. Louis. They lost through two out of three to the Marlins in Miami, and they got swept by the Dodgers. They've won all eight of their other series.
Yeah, that's really good.
Paulie reminds me, you got to check traffic quickly before we welcome Major Garrett here at the top of the hour next here on The Fan. Padres would need to go 19-11 to match last year's total.
Very
now
good.
Again, remember, 16 of those games were against like last place type teams that
win those,
also
though.
Ran.
So you got to
win a lot
those.
Of them.
Yep.
But there's certainly no reason why the Padres can't at least get to 93 and match or exceed last year's team if they play well down the stretch.
Yes, sir.
But
I need second half Shilty, baby. That's what we need.
Then we're getting it.
I mean,
90 wins they're projected for 91. It seems like it's going to be another Mike Shildt 90 win season. Major Garrett coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.